Elizabeth Gregory is a health scientist with the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. Elizabeth has authored a new study examining the effects of the pandemic on births among residents of New York City, one of the hardest hit areas by COVID-19. The study looked at changes in the percentage of births to women who are residents of New York City, but who gave birth outside the city. The data covered the period between 2018-2019 and 2019-2020. So this is a different study than what we usually get from NCHS. Could you explain why you chose this topic?
Sure. Early on, during the height of the pandemic in New York City in 2020, there were a lot of news stories about residents leaving the city and busy hospitals and a brief ban on support persons during labor and delivery at some hospitals. So we decided to take a look at whether these things resulted in women going out of the city to give birth.
Now, a lot of people are anxiously awaiting new data from 2021 to see if there were any major changes in fertility due to the pandemic. But your report is showing really that the pandemic did impact births in New York, at least from a healthcare utilization, from a delivery perspective. Is that correct?
So we found that from 2019 to 2020, the percentage of New York City residents giving birth outside of the city increased overall for all months from March through November, peaking in April and May. And the timing of these increases in these out-of-city births corresponds with the height of the early pandemic in New York City.
Now, is there any indication that these patterns were also true for other cities that were hard hit in the early stages of the pandemic?
We didn't look at any other cities, but this would be something that'd be really interesting to look at.
Now, is there any indication whether these New York City residents were just going across the state line into New Jersey or Connecticut to have their babies, or were they actually traveling further than that? Do you have any information on that?
So this is also another thing that'd be really interesting to look at. But for this report, we didn't specifically look at where the out-of-city births were occurring.
NCHS, of course, is also releasing their annual births report on Wednesday, and there will be state data and also data for New York City available soon. Now, what happens data-wise in the situation that your study focuses on? So, for example, if a New York City woman goes to New Jersey to give birth, does that count as a New Jersey birth, or is it still a New York birth since the mother is a New York resident?
So birth certificates are filed in the state where the birth occurred, but are usually looked at by mother's state of residence for NCHS reports. So in this report, a birth to a mother that lived in New York City occurring outside of the city would be considered a birth to a New York City resident. And in this report, it would just be classified as an out-of-city birth.
Did we see a surge in births in these neighboring states like New Jersey or Connecticut for 2020?
So we didn't specifically look at where the out-of-city births were occurring, but maybe that's something that could be looked at in the future.
So what are some of the conclusions then that you've drawn from this research?
So from 2019 to 2020, the percentage of New York City residents giving birth outside of the city increased overall for all months from March through November, peaking in April and May, with a timing of the increases in these out-of-city births corresponding with the height of the early pandemic in New York City. And additionally, the overall rise in out-of-city births was largely the result of increases among non-Hispanic white women, while increases were less pronounced for births to non-Hispanic Black and Hispanic residents.
Are you planning any other similar geographic studies based on the 2020 data?
We currently have a report in the works that will be looking at whether there were any changes between 2019 and 2020 and the percentage of births by whether the mother was born inside or outside of the U.S. So I just want to mention that we are also working on another report about home births, just to see whether there was a change in the percentage of home births occurring in the U.S. from 2019 to 2020.
Elizabeth Gregory's new study was released on the same day that the full year 2020 birth statistics for the U.S. were released. These new data were based on over 99% of birth certificates issued in the U.S. during the year and were featured in a new report that had a number of noteworthy findings. The nation's general fertility rate, which is the number of births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44, reached another record low in 2020, dropping 4% from 2019. The total number of births in 2020 also fell 4% to 3,605,201. The sixth straight year, the number of births has declined. The new report also revealed that births in the U.S. continue to be at below replacement levels. Based on another decline in the total fertility rate, birth rates declined for females of all age groups except two, adolescents aged 10 to 14, and women aged 45 to 49. The birth rate for teenagers aged 15 to 19 declined by 8% in 2020 to 15.3 births per 1,000 women in that age group. The teen birth rate has declined every year going all the way back to 1991, except for two, 2006 and 2007. The rates in 2020 declined for both younger teens aged 15 to 17 and older teens aged 18 to 19. Nearly one-third of all births in 2020 were by cesarean delivery, and over one-fourth of births were considered low-risk cesarean deliveries. Also, the preterm birth rate in the U.S. declined in 2020 for the first time since 2014 to just over 10% of all births in 2020.